for Sunday, GA in Advent. Reading from Prophet Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. Letter to the Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. And the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. First reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, at a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as Seol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear then, O house of David, it is too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The second reading from the letter to the Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand to his prophet in the Holy Scripture, the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and designated Son of God, in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God beloved in Rome, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took his wife. A span of the theme, do not doubt and disobey God. People have the tendency to do what they think and to apply their thinking to God. If they think it is impossible for them to do a certain thing, they conclude it is also impossible to God. When people think as such, they lower God to be equal to them, and as a result, they disobey him. And gradually they have no need for God. Today's reading illustrates some examples of those who obey and disobey God. In the first reading, King Ahaz, the Judean king, disobeyed God and sought help from Assyrian king because he didn't believe in God's strength to deliver Judah from the Egyptian power. In the second reading, Paul, after witness Christ's revelation to him on the way to Damascus, recognized God's plan of salvation for all nations through Christ. From that time on, he incessantly preached the gospel to the Gentiles. In the gospel at first, Joseph couldn't fathom Mary's strange conception, so he planned to secretly leave her. Then a God angel appeared to him in a dream and let him know Mary's conception is by the Holy Spirit power. The angel it also repeated Isaiah's prophecy in the first reading to enlighten Joseph to understand this mythical conception. When Joseph awoke from his dream, he obeyed God and received Mary into his house. Analysis of the reading. First reading. Don't disobey God's command. First point. King Achaz disobeyed God. An understanding of the Israelite story shall help us to understand this passage from the prophet Isaiah. Achaz is the king of Judah, the southern kingdom. After the northern kingdom was fallen into the hand of the Assyrian king, he was afraid and wanted to send his messenger to the Assyrian king to pay tribute and to ask for help. God sent the prophet Isaiah to him the first time to prevent him to do certain. The prophet told him that he only needs to believe in God because God can deliver his kingdom from all enemies. The king didn't believe God can do that. So he sent his messenger to seek help from the Assyrian king. When the prophet knew King Achaz disobedient, he came to the palace to confront the king and we have today passage. The prophet Isaiah told Achaz, again the Lord spoke to Achaz, at a sign for the Lord your God, let it be deep as soul or high as heaven. But Achaz said, I will not add, and I will not put the Lord to the test. This is only a fake humility. If he wants to know God's power, why he doesn't open his mouth and ask for a sign? King Achaz was so that he didn't revere God. He only wants to do his will. Because of his disobedience, the whole of his kingdom was fallen into the Babylonian king. The enemy completely destroyed Jerusalem city, the temple, and brought the king, his officer, and all of his people on exile. Second point, the prophecy about the Messiah coming. Though King Achaz didn't ask, God still gave him a sign. The prophet Isaiah announced, hear then, O house of David, it is too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The verb to weary had the same meaning as to disobey God. The sign which God shall give to humankind is the Messiah, to the conception of a virgin, paternal in 70 and Alma in Masoretic text. Many scriptural scholars argue the noun Alma is used only 3 times in the Old Testament. It has both meaning as a young woman and a virgin. If the prophet wants to emphasize the virginity, he could use the other noun Betula, which is used 14 times in the Old Testament. Isaiah also used this noun 3 times in his writing. See Isaiah chapter 23, verse 12, chapter 27, verse 32, and chapter 47, verse 1. According to my opinion, the prophet wanted to indicate a virgin due to the following 3 reasons. First, scripture. Try when the Masoretic tag is used, Alma, Genesis chapter 24, verse 43, and Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The 70 zeal paternal to render its meaning. There is only 1 time, the 70 zeal neanit, to translate Alma in Exodus chapter 2, verse 8, when Pharaoh's princess sent out Moses' sister to look for her a caretaker. Moses' sister in this case could be a virgin, according to the context, because she was still young. So Isaiah could use a synonym, Alma, to indicate a virgin in this passage. Second, according to the context, a stronger argument is that God wants to give the king a magnificent sight. If a woman marry and have a baby, it is nothing new. It is normal. Third point, tradition. When Matthew the evangelist illustrated the Isaiah prophecy, he used paternal to indicate a virgin. Second reading. The gospel of God, which he promised beforehand to his prophets in the Holy Scripture. To understand the introduction of the letter to the Romans, we must remember Paul falling down on the way to Damascus. Before this event, Paul didn't believe two things. Christ is the necessary factor in God's plan of salvation, and the Gentile cannot be saved. As the majority of the Jews, he believed people can be saved by keeping of the law, and salvation is only for the Jews. But after revealed by Christ, Paul completely changed his beliefs. He believed salvation is for all people, and he was chosen to preach right gospel for the Gentiles. There are 2 things which Paul mentioned in today's passage. First, Paul is called to preach right gospel. He proclaimed his faith in Christ, the gospel, his calling, and his mission to the Gentiles as follows. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand to his prophet in the Holy Scripture, the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and designated Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Second point. The gospel is announced to all the Gentiles. Paul believed there are 2 facets of God's plan of salvation. First, God chooses the Israelites to prepare for Christ's coming. Second, when Christ comes, salvation is extended to all people. Paul was chosen by God to preach the gospel of salvation to the Gentiles And he wrote, "To whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including yourself, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God's beloved in Rome, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Gospel. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Third point, Mary's mystical conception. St. Matthew reported Mary's mystical conception as followed. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to revoke her quietly." According to this report, one can recognize immediately two important things. First, Mary's conception wasn't by Joseph. When Joseph resolved to divorce Mary quietly, he affirmed this point because he is a just man. Second point, Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit power. Twice in today's passage, St. Matthew mentioned that Mary's conception was by the Holy Spirit power. The first time it by the evangelist, and the second time by God's messenger. Second point. This thing happened to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy. When Joseph was planning to leave Mary, a God angel appeared to him in his dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people for their sin." The angel emphasized, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us." Though in a dream, but the angel of the Lord warned Joseph to be confirmed by Isaiah's prophecy, which was announced from about 800 years before Christ. Therefore, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. Third point, the argument about Mary's virginity. From the early church till now, in every generation, there are some who don't believe in Mary's virgin conception. To them, a woman can give birth and remain a virgin. We can rely on the following five arguments to affirm Mary's virginal conception. First, the prophet Isaiah announced it far clearly 800 years before Christ's birth. We analyze the vocabulary and the context in the first reading. Second, today's passage from St. Matthew mentioned twice Jesus' incarnation is God's will and by the Holy Spirit power. Third, Joseph himself also certified Mary's conception isn't by him. This is the reason why he planned to leave Mary quietly. Fourth, God has power to do all things. Nothing is impossible to him. people can apply their thinking to God. Fifth, the virginal conception is worthy and should be done, because Christ is holy and he can be attached to sin. Whoever questions the virginity of the Blessed Mary, they like King Achaz, who always doubted about God's power. The people only believe in their human reason and continually weary God. Apply in life. As human being, our knowledge is very limited. Therefore, we shouldn't be so stubborn in our argument, but be open to receive God's revelation. We should never apply our thinking to God, because he is very different and has much more power than us. When we don't understand God's revelation, we should be humble and ask for the Holy Spirit enlightenment, instead of saying it is impossible to happen. Amen.